Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, giving thanks this morning. That's right, live here on the 25th day of November 2015. You're tuned into the Perspective Power Radio Network. Vitamin G is the show, and we have lots of gratitude going out right now to you and everybody else, including our award-winning musical guest here, David Martinka, who can be found at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, where you can find his great downloads and his fabulous CDs to buy. He gives us our music to bring our show in and take it out every week, and we are darn lucky to have him. Darn lucky to have you, too. You know, it's the day before the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States, which is where I am. And as a result, there's been a lot of flurry and excitement going on in most people's lives. You know, I've noticed on social media that a lot of people take the month of November to find one thing that they're grateful for every single day, and they post it. I'm grateful. Every single day they find, and sometimes it's two or three things. I just do it all year long, but many people pick the month of November as their gratitude month. So imagine that there was no vitamin G. Imagine that there was no gratitude. It's a really abstract concept in a way, but I want you to think about it. If we take one month out of the year and we pour all our heart and soul into gratitude and we feel good and we enjoy it and we do wonderful things like we go through the drive-thru at our favorite establishment and we say to the clerk when we get to the window, let me buy the whatever that person behind me is having, whether it's a place where they serve a meal or a place where they serve a beverage, or as another friend of mine found when she went to the grocery store one day, she had about $50 worth of stuff on the conveyor belt. And when she got to the checkout, she was told that the two men in front of her had paid for her groceries. I mean, holy moly, right? Kind of cool. So if we think it's a ludicrous concept to imagine that there's no vitamin G, and we're only practicing vitamin G or gratitude in the month of November, it's not such a ludicrous concept. Because then what that says is that perhaps the other 11 months out of the year, the majority of the time out of 365 days, that's 335 days, we're not practicing vitamin G. Oh, maybe on our birthday if it doesn't fall in November and we're grateful for the nice things people do for us. And then again, Christmas, we're grateful because we've got that. So there's another day because that's a day. And depending on whatever holiday your ethnicity or religion or family celebrate, anniversaries and things of this nature, work anniversaries, whatever. So on those days, we practice vitamin G. But to say, imagine there's no vitamin G, is really something that most people live on a daily basis. Now, here's the funny thing. We look at the holidays. Interesting, funny. Not funny, haha, laugh your socks off. We look at the holidays as a time where we feel the love, we come together. There was even a story that I read once that on, was it Thanksgiving, that both sides that were fighting in Europe, you know, the Allies and the not Allies, laid their guns down just for the Thanksgiving holiday. These people refused to shoot us, and we refused to shoot them, and they all came together in honor of a day of peace to give thanks for what they were grateful for. Because whether everybody celebrates Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or any other holiday, I don't mean to leave any holidays out. I'm just not familiar with all of them. Everybody takes a moment to think about something they're grateful for at some point in their life. Everybody takes a moment to think about something they're grateful for. Maybe you're grateful for that hot cup of coffee somebody handed you when you needed coffee or your hands were cold. Maybe you're grateful for that throw rug that somebody, you know, lent you because your floors in your home were cold because they were bare wood floors and you needed something. Maybe you were grateful for the fact that you had to work that day. Maybe you're grateful for the fact that you didn't have to work that day. Fill in the blank. There is some vitamin G out there for everyone. So even if it's not celebrated internationally, everywhere you look, Thanksgiving is all about the vitamin G. It's all about the gratitude. We're giving thanks. We're showing appreciation. We're celebrating that energy that reminds us that there is good in the world. So the vitamin G is gratitude, but you can substitute giving, you can substitute good. Put anything you want in there as long as it's about appreciation. So when we think about no vitamin G, it would be like saying the only time we can be grateful is that one day of the year. In Canada, it's in October. In the United States, it's in November. So if we're only looking at that, that leaves so much time that we can fill with gratitude. So rather than imagine that there's no vitamin G, why not imagine that every single moment of every single day, we've got some vitamin G to share, to own, to celebrate, to become part of, to acknowledge and appreciate. That would probably change the world. Seriously, that would probably change the world. You know, we look at a lot of the events that are going on around the world that we don't want to look at. Not because we want to ignore them, not because we want to downplay them, and not because we want to make light of them in any way, shape, or form. Although a lot of people will find humorous ways to look at what other people think are tragic situations because it's a way of diffusing the stress. It's not meant to make anybody upset, right? Well, when we look at these events, the biggest thing that happens, and you see it everywhere, I mean, you see it in the faces of the people around you, and you see it on social media, there's this anger, this groundswell of let's light our torches and go kill the monster. So everybody goes trudging off into the woods until they find somebody or a bunch of somebodies, and they say, you fit the description of, you know, what just happened there, therefore you are going to be punished. And once we punish somebody, we think, okay, great, we've avenged, blah, 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 blah. That really doesn't help the situation, not at all, because it's an energy of anger and intimidation that created that situation to begin with. And fighting fire with fire just creates more fire. If you imagine the vitamin G in the world, if you could take a moment to honor all life, whether it's life that is taking place on the other side of the veil in another dimension, or life in this side of the veil in the dimension that you're walking around in, you pinch my arm, I can feel that dimension. The situation actually heals. The situation actually changes and shifts. You know, if you listen to the John Lennon song Imagine, talks about no need to fight, no need to argue, no need to say, hey, that's mine, no need to say, pay attention to me because I need some of that you've got. I want that. I'm lacking. If you live in an energy of gratitude, you're never lacking anything. When you live in an energy of gratitude, there's never any reason to fight. When you're living in an energy of gratitude, you don't need to be the center of attention because gratitude is the center of attention. If everybody were looking at gratitude instead of looking to single out an individual for any reason, I don't care what it is, whether you think it's on the good side of the spectrum or the not so good side of the spectrum. If we were all focused on one thing, one energy, and it was gratitude, you would see the healing of this world, vegetable, mineral, and animal, come about so rapidly, you would literally think it was the end of the world. I mean, seriously, it's kind of cool. So to imagine that there's no vitamin G, you don't need to imagine it. We see it all the time. Now, let's take the name of the program and flip it around and say, imagine there's only vitamin G. Imagine there's only vitamin G. Imagine that every moment of every day, there was a moment, there was another moment, there was another moment, and you just focused on gratitude. I'm going to suggest, and it's really kind of funny because I have a sign that says attitude of gratitude, and I'm looking around where I am right now here in my little broadcast area, and I don't see it. I'm thinking, what did I do with it? I have a penchant for taking leftover cardboard and things and my incredible stash of magic markers, which my buddy Kylie keeps me floating in. I swear, it's just too cool. I promise you, I have more magic markers than the craft stores. But anyway, I have a penchant for taking cardboard that has no future life except to go to a recycling center, and making signs on it. And one of them says attitude of gratitude. In fact, if you look at my Twitter feed, I'm constantly posting that sign, and I glitter it up and look at it. If you just took anything, a piece of paper, piece of cardboard, and it doesn't really matter what you're writing with, heck, use a lipstick tube if that's what you got, and write the word gratitude on it. Put it in front of you and look at it. Look at it until you find yourself relating to it. And it could be that you feel it here in your belly. It could be that you feel it in your heart. It could be that your head somehow makes a connection intellectually with it. And then allow it to permeate every fiber of your being. Find yourself maybe saying, I'm grateful for my shoulders. I'm grateful for my legs. I'm grateful for my toes. I'm grateful for my eyelashes. I'm grateful for my cheekbones. I'm grateful for my teeth. I'm grateful for my nose. Once you start owning that connection of gratitude, keep looking at that word. Look at that word. Look at that word. Look at that word. And when your feelings and your thoughts and your actions all own that word gratitude, you will notice a shift in your world that is measurable. You can taste it. You can sense it when it's on its way. You wake up in the morning and you're excited because it's a whole other day to find reasons to be and things to be grateful for. It's amazing that it's no longer imagine that there's only gratitude. You're living it. You're owning it. You're rocking it. And the really cool thing is our energy floats away from us, kind of like ripples in a pond. They sort of, boom, there goes the rock, and then they just sort of spread. And that energy goes out all around us. Now, you can choose to send the imagine there's no vitamin G or the imagine there's only vitamin G energy. Doesn't really matter. Whatever you send will ripple away and will ripple out, and it will catch the vibration or the ripple of something else. If it's catching another ripple of gratitude, it becomes a greater ripple of gratitude. And when those ripples of gratitude connect with another ripple of gratitude, I mean, holy Moses, we've got ourselves a doggone ripple fest of gratitude going on. And that is how we get through. That is how we change. That is how we imagine. That is how we roll with a world that really and truly offers us so much to be grateful for on a moment-to-moment basis that it is absolutely positively breathtaking. It's absolutely positively awe-inspiring. It's absolutely positively the most amazing and natural thing that you'll ever come across in your entire life is that energy of gratitude, that feeling of appreciation. Feel that feeling. Imagine it. Write it out. Look at it. Just the word gratitude. Put it somewhere where you can see it. I used to get Post-it notes and write things on them and stick them up all over the place. I used to drive my coworkers nuts because I shared an office with people. And when I'd be gone for like 2 days out of the week, and I'd come back, and all my little notes would be gone. I'd just grab another pad of paper and start writing them out and putting them up again. And then when I'd go away for the weekend, I'd come back, they'd be taking them down again. But you know what was really funny? Is in order to take them down, they had to look at them. In order to take them down, they had to read them. In order to remove the notes, they had to know what the word meant. I can't make you feel gratitude. I can only tell you how good it feels to me. I can't make you change your mind about what you think works, can work, or does work. History will show you what works and what doesn't work. I can only tell you that if you imagine that there's no vitamin G, if you literally go about your life that way, you will never see it. You'll never find it. So rather than do that, let's imagine that there's only vitamin G. And let's find all the wonderful, amazing reasons to be grateful. Not just for Thanksgiving, but for every single moment of every single day. Grateful for you being part of our show here at the Perspective Power Radio Network. Grateful for award-winning artist David Martinka that gives us his great music. Grateful for the fact that you tune in live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and that you can find the archives at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you.